927 4CC. The federal budget's going to be handed down this evening. Fair bit of it's been leaked out. I thought I'd get a hold of our federal member for Flint. Ken O'Dowd is down in Canberra at the moment. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, Hammo, you nearly know as much as I do about the budget, because we're going to lockdown, or the media are going to lockdown, and we won't be delivering the budget till 6:45 tonight.
How does it get leaked like it does? I just find it amazing. Who lets the media know? Is it like sort of set that way to bait us so we talk about it?
Well, it's got to be the Treasurer, I think, puts it out there, and the Prime Minister, to an extent, puts it out there, and a couple of ministers might put it out there. But, yeah, but a lot has been released, you know, in relation to aged care. You know, we all know that aged care does need a big boost, and that's sure. Come out of the Royal Commission. Mental health and suicides, and, you know, we've got over 3,000 suicides a year in Australia. That will be addressed somehow, you know, and throwing money at it's not always the answer either, but it will help the people out there who can concentrate on these issues and try and, you know, stem this terrible growth we've got in suicides.
There's some flak coming out from the Queensland state government saying not enough funding for Queensland, particularly for roads.
There's going to be $400 million from the federal government and $1 million from the state government for an inland highway, which does suit our cattle industry and inland highway traffic movements, truck movements, and interconnection of roads. That is going to be a $500 million project. But then we always have the money being spent on the Rockhampton and Gladstone Road. That'll be increased, I feel. We never seem to get away from that as long as I've been in Parliament. We've always been working on that road.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do there is, you know, lift the specification, get a road that, will last more than 3 years or 2 years. You know, I think it's ridiculous the amount of times we spend on that road. And I don't think I've been once to Rockhampton in the last 10 years of being in Parliament where hasn't been roadworks. I think we've got to look at that, you know, but we're doing work all the time on bridge renewal programs. That will continue, our bridge renewal programs, where we knock out all the wooden bridges. Some of them are 50-year-old and replace them with good concrete bridges. Mm. That will continue. But again, the state government are going to come on board too. And Bruce Highway, it's 80% our money, 20% state money.
Sure.
Other roads like Capricorn Highway and Dawson Highway, more 80 for the state government and 20 from the federal government. So I call on the state government to lift their act too, and let's get these roads up to a standard, because we're getting busier, and of course our population is growing and means more traffic.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ken, I know the budget's going to be handed down tonight. We might catch up tomorrow and see what's happened out of it all. And we're in a pretty good place with jobs and economic recovery compared to a lot of other countries around the world, eh?
That's right. $50 billion improvement from last October. So that's great. You know, we're getting people back to work. People want work. I get more complaints now that the people who can't get employees. So that's a good situation. It's not an excellent situation, but it's better than having more people not working and not looking for jobs than we've got at the moment.
All right, Ken, thank you.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Hammo.
There's our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, down in Canberra. Yeah, the federal budget being handed down this evening. It's 4CC.